Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Bishcake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome right now. We dive into the entertainment page.
Playing the music? I can barely hear it there, boy.
He is playing it. EP brought to you by our good friends at Wave Soda.
Wave Soda.
What am I enjoying today? Blueberry. The old blueberry wake up right there.
I'll tell you what. Wave Soda is blowing up. I mean, people all over my feed are ordering it.
Yep.
They're tweeting pictures of it when it arrives. Wave Soda is amazing.
Keep sending the shipments.
Bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com. All right, boys, let me see here. I wanted to get to this yesterday, but I didn't. Aisha Curry, I believe that's her name, right?
Yes.
Steph Curry's wife.
Right.
I don't know how many children they have.
Three, I believe.
They have three, but she just looks spectacular now. Some people during the pandemic, like myself, have gotten fat. She has gone the other way, and she's lost what's reported to be 35 pounds.
Wow.
And she's got a picture of herself on Instagram, and she just looks dynamite.
She's got the thirst trap picture, Valdezzi.
Oh,
is that what's going on?
She looks spectacular. Other celebrities are chiming in. Gabrielle Union says, all right, let me get my life together. Meanwhile, Olivia Munn commented, is that what the quarantine did to you? Let me put down this bread and go for a hike real quick. Yeah, Aisha looks amazing. Now, some people are giving her a hard time because, like, 5 years – people are insane. They went back 5 years on one of her, like, Instagram stories where she talked about how she liked to wear oversized clothing to save the goods, you know, for her man.
Right.
But now that she looks all hot and silly, now she's throwing that out the window and she's showing the goods to everybody. Do you have a problem with that?
Of course
Cakes.
Not. No.
She feels good about herself.
Why are people digging 5 years, 10 years into people's Twitter and IG threads?
Because they're the worst.
They're just desperate trolls. They're terrible people.
They're terrible people.
Man, 35 pounds. That's a ton.
A ton, especially on a woman. And she looks spectacular. Jason, she looks spectacular.
No,
probably
I'm looking
had
at the
not
pictures right
had
now.
A carb in 6 months.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carbs are too good.
Carbs are delicious. I love them.
Spaghetti sundaes, too good.
And when you're going to have zucchini noodle substitutes instead
Never.
Of regular pasta.
Never.
We've done that at my house. Have you guys done that at all?
I've done it once, I think. And I said,
and that was
this
it? You're out?
Not, this is nowhere near the real thing. Are you kidding me?
I don't mind those. We don't do a lot of pasta, to be honest. Not to say that we eat great, but
I mean, we don't do a ton, but if I'm going to eat pasta, I'm eating the real thing.
I only do it every Sunday, but it's so good on a Sunday.
You do it every Sunday? That's your Sunday bit?
Spaghetti Sunday, yeah.
Oh, really? Did we know that?
Oh, my God.
He said it recently.
Hold on. I've told you guys that a million times.
Never
I don't
registered
know if you told
with
it
me.
A million times, but I know that
never
in the
registered
last
with
month
me.
Or two you've mentioned
I didn't, it. I didn't know you had a label on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spaghetti Sunday. We've been
now,
doing it for probably a year.
Like, is it always spaghetti, or do you have, like, panini? Or not panini, penne.
No, it's not always spaghetti
not panini,
noodles.
Panini.
I corrected myself before you could jump.
No. Different types of noodles, different okay. types of meats. You know, we'll do the ground turkey, or we'll do meatballs, or we'll
turkey.
Do chicken parm. Yeah, but we switch it up. But yeah, spaghetti Sunday.
My last pasta came from our friends at Paisano's.
Oh yeah, I love
their
Paisano's
family pasta dish. It was delicious.
Did you get the fettuccine, the chicken fettuccine?
How about I've done one of each tray, EB?
Really?
At some point during the quarantine, yes. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I take advantage of that deal?
No, but so you don't order multiple different trays each time, do you?
I've done the pasta night twice. Once I did it with two trays. The other time, one single tray.
Two trays is aggressive. What are you serving the neighborhood?
EB, I've sampled all of the goods from Paisano's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ziti, spaghetti and meatballs, chicken fettuccine Alfredo. Chicken.
Yeah,
so
like
good.
It. Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, so Drabby,
you going to hook it up this weekend, maybe?
You never know.
Yeah.
I should do that today. We talk to my man Sam Weiner. Drabby keeps texting me that I got to watch this Lance Armstrong thing, right? And so I guess we're going to have a guy on tomorrow. Are we going to have one of the producers? Who are we going to have?
No, Drabby? we're just going to have Christine Brennan on, who is lamenting the fact that she actually had to write a column about it because she hates him
she
so
hates
much.
She hates him so much, right?
Yeah. And I'm kind of with her on that.
I know, and everybody feels that way, but I watched some more of it yesterday. I think it's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty riveting.
I completely missed it again. It was on again yesterday?
But it's on the website.
No, you just go to ESPN.com and watch it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right.
So I'm going to watch it today at some point. After I go to Offenbacher's at noon, Cakes. I am
very good.
Going to Offenbacher's.
Offenbacher.
Got to get that in.
What are you heading there for?
Well, they are going to continue their endorsement campaign.
Ah, very good.
And so we have some more items.
Well, hold on. We'll go back. Go back a little bit. What was that word that you said before campaign?
The endorsement campaign.
I haven't had an endorsement, at least live read, in weeks. So
really?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You got to work on your hustle there, buddy.
I guess.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Just build a deck and patio, and you'll have plenty of reason.
I guess so. Maybe I just need to throw a hot tub on my patio. I don't know. I'm desperate for endorsements, just to let everybody know.
Right.
Hey. Just to get that out there. I need to get that out in the universe.
Well, Lance, I'm going to watch this today because Drabby's pushing me. As I don't like him. I don't want to like him. I'm not going to like him. But Drab says it's really good. And the and part of it is because he's honest. And one of the directors said the way that they got Lance to sort of settle down and be so open, he's so competitive and so psycho that they had to let him work out right before he would sit down and do his interview.
Oh, really?
He'd have to get all that nervous energy out or whatever. He's just addicted to probably the adrenaline and everything with working out. But then once they would get him post-workout, he would settle in and he would give him good stuff.
Didn't he become a pretty good marathoner and like mountain biker after?
Well, obviously,
mountain
biker
makes sense, but yeah. Just like the endurance sports, I want to say he did a marathon at like running like 630 miles.
I think he did something like that. I remember it right away. Now he's much older now. But yeah, when that crisis first hit, yeah, he definitely ran some marathons. I definitely remember that.
Whose vacuum is that?
Oh, my cleaning ladies are here. I'm sorry.
They got that early hustle.
About these, there's always something in my house.
Yeah.
It's either the dog or
have some sort of commotion.
It's either the dog or my guy Nelson.
Or somebody's phone is always vibrating.
Because I don't think he has a – do you have a door to your office? Why don't you close the office door?
Yes, Richie. The doors are closed.
They are?
You want me to open them up?
I can't imagine that we can hear so much.
Can you imagine being one of Lurch's daughters and you staying up till like midnight, then all of a sudden the cleaning ladies are vacuuming at 8 in the morning?
Well, you know
boo-hoo.
What? We gave them a warning. We gave them the warning. They
what
knew
a hard knock
coming.
Life.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, you got to get the house clean, man.
Yeah, well, clean it.
So you can really hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Valdez gave me a story here that I just don't know how I'm going to do this.
That's one of his specialties.
Yes. So I guess everyone is affected by the coronavirus, Cakes. Everyone's coming up with these sort of absurd. You saw the viral video that was out yesterday of the guy, like the European restaurant owner or whatever, that had the plexiglass sort of halo, like almost like a lampshade.
Didn't see that.
So
but it's like a good bit.
A plexiglass lampshade, and it would go down to, you know, just maybe 6 inches off the table. So you breathe into your lampshade, but it's clear, and so you could still talk to people and everything. And then your hands are free, and I guess you eat underneath it.
Is it the Brett Oliverio of Rome?
Right.
Walking around.
So then everybody could kind of sit next to each other. I mean, it's just absurd.
Yeah.
But I guess over in Europe they have, I guess in Switzerland they have sex workers, and they have legal sex workers, and they're concerned about contracting the coronavirus. And they're suggesting that there are certain positions, Cakes, that they can do, and I'll let you use your imagination, where you aren't face-to-face. Where maybe your faces...
Yes. I understand.
They're in different directions.
Yes.
You know?
Kind of like when you watch TV, the remote control position.
Correct. That would be one. Also, you know, like your Snoop.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying, Cakes?
Yes.
Yeah. Your Snoop, his first album.
Yeah.
Right.
I understand. I know where you're going here.
Right. So you got to be creative, Cakes.
Yeah,
they still have
to
get it in. They got to get paid.
Got to get
Cakes
through the
pandemic.
Cakes
is very creative. Cakes is creative. You know he is.
It's called the Amy.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. I mean, you know he's creative. He goes to different vacation spots every summer.
I do. I'm going to a different one in July. It's in South Carolina.
Do you think Cakes mixes it up when he hits the skins?
No chance.
It's just like going to Kiwa Island every day.
Correct.
Same vacation spot.
I'll let your imagination run wild.
What do you think, Drabby?
I think you're right on.
Yeah.
The same spot on the bed.
Right. Everything's the same. Like, I know that Drabby and his girl are crazy, and Drabby likes, like, food and, you know, got, like, panties and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Insane what he's doing over there.
Probably says the same things.
Yeah. He's got his blanket. What's he call his blanket?
His whoobie.
No, his whoobie involved.
My blankie. Oh. People who make fun of me call it my whoobie.
Right. Are you still involved with the whoobie?
It's been an issue recently.
Oh, really?
It has.
Yeah.
But how?
I'm glad the guns have been trained from me to the
whoobie. Yeah,
you
love it.
This is a great pivot.
Well, what's wrong? Why are you still trying to force the whoobie into the bedroom?
It's just become a debate where she's just tired of seeing it and disappointed that her husband, who's almost 40, is still sleeping with it.
Right.
And we made some agreements.
What was the agreement?
You're reneging?
You
Let me guess. You're reneging on said agreements.
Well, she just says when we have kids, she wants to frame it and put it on the wall or something, and I flipped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
in other words, to Joan on you in front of your children?
No. Say, like, this was important, but this is in the past.
Right.
Because if it's in a glass case, then I can't ever snuggle with it. That's the problem.
Right. How big is it? How big is the whoobie?
It's
been
tattered
cut down.
Now.
It's like two feet by 2 feet.
Don't parents, though, to slowly wean their kids off their whoobies, don't they, like, cut them into little squares? And so eventually, like, you put, like, a little square of it in your wallet, and then eventually your wallet disappears, and then it's gone.
Right.
Right? Isn't that sort of how you kind of
stuff it? Like, can't you like stuff it in a Ziploc bag and put it in like a drawer so you at least
dig a hole like a time capsule or something?
Yeah, just bury it in your backyard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's reaching the end of its career. I think.
Are you going to be able to sleep?
Had a good run?
Are you going to be able to sleep without it?
I sleep without it most of the nights now.
How do you wash it? Because if it's so old,
I don't wash it.
Oh, it's got to be so gross!
Oh, the smell!
It loses its sweet scent.
when you wash it,
yeah, and plus it's very risky.
Things hang on literally by a thread. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Entertainment Page. Remember, we got Joe Beninati joining us at 8:40. We opened the show talking about how the NHL is inching its way back to a return. They've agreed to a playoff format with 24 teams. The Capitals would actually have a bye in the first round, although they would play some games. So Joe B will join us coming up at 8:40 here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. In the midst of the entertainment page, touching on Hollywood, the music scene. I saw, maybe EB, you can fill me in. I don't know if you have the story. I didn't click on the details, but I saw that some people are saying Kelly Ripa's been lying about the quarantine.
Well, I think we touched on it. Yeah, I mean, she's been broadcasting from the Caribbean.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, I thought.
I talked about it. I did the story. Yeah. But that's fine.
I thought there were further details on it. Like,
no, it's just that I guess that viewers are feeling a little betrayed. Like, she pulled the wool over him. She was acting like, you know, she was in the city. She never let on at all.
Did she ever say she was at home and in the city?
I'm not sure.
And you know what?
She blatantly lied.
She's broadcasting from a tropical paradise instead of the concrete jungle of New York City. She's winning at life. Good for her.
It's true. I agree, and I'm not going to shame her too much, but I guess the idea is viewers were led to believe that she was struggling with that quarantine life like the rest of them, and meanwhile she's at some silly tropical paradise.
I mean, you guys think I'm broadcasting from Olney. I'm at Aruba right now.
Right.
I'm going to walk out that door, crystal clear blue waters.
I don't know how
beautiful
Ripa,
sand beaches.
Can Ripa really afford to go down to the Caribbean?
Yeah, I don't know. She's.
Well, I don't know how she.
Maybe
can do
she
that.
Got a good flight, really cheap flight.
Yep.
You know, a good deal on Orbitz.
Right. Maybe her husband's a big gambler, and they're getting comp rooms.
That's probably it.
Well, the thing is, I don't think she broke quarantine. Her story is, and I have no reason to doubt it. Right? Is that they were on vacation when the shelter
just never
place
left.
And all that kicked in, and they just. Figured, you know what, safer just to stay
so
here.
So what'd they have to do? ABC had to fly down
maybe they
cameramen
camera
and
guys and the whole thing and set her up. You know, so it's sort of on the down low. She
it's
got
a great
all set
deal.
Up.
Good for her.
Look, not that hard. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's broadcasting from home, TV and radio.
Yeah.
So they're obviously pulling it off. Now, of course, they did the Ryan Seacrest story where he kind of like wigged out, right? His eye started fluttering and it looked swollen.
Swole.
His eyes are going crazy.
I think he actually, he did some other gigs, but I think he maybe stopped hosting that show for a couple days, but then he recently posted something on Instagram Live, and he said, you know, he's doing better and everything. He's getting sleep. So hopefully Ryan Seacrest is all
good. Getting more sleep than you.
Definitely more than me.
What time did you go to bed last night? About 11? 11:30?
No. So here's the thing. My son had three friends over.
All right.
And my kids basically are alternating. This is how they're coping with this. And I'm letting them have friends come over here or they allow them to go fishing and stuff like that.
Right.
So I had.
Will you allow the kids to go inside?
If they have to poop.
Okay. So
I
if they
actually
have to go to the bathroom.
Told them. I mean, it's so stupid.
That's the time.
I've tried to avoid people in the house, but I think outside's totally fine. Do whatever you want. Knock yourself out outside.
Right.
Okay, knock yourself out.
Tackle each other. It's all right.
I don't care. But inside, just trying to do the right thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Although 1% of the country basically has this stupid virus. So, I mean, there's a 99% chance they don't have it.
I got my cleaning lady here, and there's two of them, and they both have their masks on.
Good.
Yeah. 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 I'm still paying my cleaning ladies not to show up.
I can tell they're there.
I know.
Yeah.
It's actually hurting my head.
Should I put Lourdes on camera?
If she wants to, yeah, go grab her.
I mean, she doesn't speak any English. I guess JP could talk to her.
Yeah, JP, why don't you ask her like if he's like a slum lord or you know like if he's a good Because you know what he does? Because
he
here's what Jason does. He's talked about it before.
What?
Jason, he like makes sure, hey, did you get this spot? Did you get that spot? Jason's very annoying.
Yeah, and how are you paying her? Are you paying her in wave soda?
I'm paying her in a check.
You pay her in a check?
Yeah, I write her a check.
Do you want to see if she wants to come on and JP can ask?
JP doesn't seem too excited about
that. Are you not sized, JP? Why don't you ask her in Espanol if Jason is good to work for?
Well,
he's
of course
a pain
she's
going to
say yes, or else she's
say,
then I'm going to expose how poor my Spanish game is. I don't need
why you don't want
to
do it?
I mean, it depends. I'm decent in like a regular conversation, but if you're going to ask me like specific to use the word slumlord.
Well, you have to use that in your own paraphrase. Use it however you want to say. Is Jason easy to work for? Or is he
Just ask her to turn off the vacuum cleaner?
All right.
And then she can dust right now.
Look, she's clean the toilets now. She's here once a month. I apologize that it's now. Sometimes she comes a little later.
Well, here's what I can barely hear.
I'm surprised you can hear it.
Here's the question. So my son had his three friends over, and, you know, I gave him all the directions. You know, right before I went to bed, which was around 11:15, I said, all right, make sure you close the fire pit. You got to close the hot tub. You got to cover the furniture with the covers, and you got to put all your S away. Mm-hmm. And you got to turn the lights out because I have all these lights out there.
All right, so you gave him a list of things, let's say five or six things to do.
Yeah, and he's like, got it. Dad, I got it. And so it's 11:30, 11:45, I finally fall asleep. Then my wife, I hear her crawl into bed around 12:30, and she goes, lights are still on. Everything's on, of course.
And then she goes,
I can hear there's commotion. And so now I can't sleep because she's like, the neighbors are going to call the police. They're too loud.
Yeah, the neighbors don't get rickshaw when your kids are out there at
midnight.
Well,
that's why I limit it. Only have three over. So I limit it, right? So it's only so much noise you can make.
All right.
Yeah,
but four teenage boys can make a lot of noise.
They can. And so finally, I was finally, and my legs, I had the restless legs. So my legs were flailing in the air. Couldn't sleep. So I don't think I actually got to sleep until about 1. Oh. So that's the answer to your question.
Did you have to go down outside and make sure everything was cleaned up? Or
No. I just checked this morning, and the one thing I did is he definitely didn't cover my couches. Thank God it didn't, you know, pour.
Right.
Could be bird poop all over.
All the pollen.
Oh,
the pollen all over your couches.
I was outside the other day, and I was just, you know, by the fire. My phone was just had layers of pollen
on it. Of course. It's the yellow killer.
It's unbelievable.
Why do you think I look like this every day?
The pollen is just...
Even though I take medication.
That's why I welcome the rain. It's supposed to rain a lot in the next couple of days. I welcome it. Wash all that pollen away, Cakesy.
Bring it on.
Right.
Yep.
With you.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon is being criticized, and I almost hate to do this because I don't think it's fair. You could bring up 29,000 segments we did in the early 2000s and shame us.
Which we won't.
Yes.
But we never wore blackface.
But we never did wear blackface, and now he's apologizing for an old skit he did, I guess, where he was goofing on Chris Rock.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, unfortunately, he did it in blackface, and I'm sure he wouldn't do that now, and so he's been shamed, and he has to apologize for a skit that's literally 20 years old.
Right.
Man, I'm married. Just for... I seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and guess what? Not a lot of black folks on the show.
Right.
Not a lot of black folks on the show. Know why? Because black folks don't like to answer questions. All they want to be millionaires, but you got to ask that kind of question. Like, in 1981, how many grams of crack did Rick James smoke when he recorded Super Freak? Regis, you think the only way to get a brother on the show is to name it Who Wants $50 Cash and a Pair of Pumas?
Yeah, I thought that was Chris Rock.
Pretty funny.
I thought it was him. Oh, he's really good.
It's a great impression.
It's an amazing impression.
It's a 10. 10 out of 10.
But, you know, I'm not going to pile on the guy. It's 20 years ago. He made a bad decision, whatever. It wasn't that politically incorrect then. It probably should have been, but it wasn't. So
That was 2000, you said?
2000.
Wow.
20, he's got to apologize for something.
Why is that just coming up now?
Because people are just shaming people.
And I think, honestly, people have too much time in quarantine.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's certainly
All right, so we touched on this earlier. If you're just getting into your car, does anybody get in their car anymore? Probably not.
No. Nope.
But that UConn murder suspect, Peter Manfredonia.
Yep.
His father, Cakes... This is just unbelievable. So the father was, you know, in the news, pleading with his son, telling his son that his family loves him, to just turn himself in. He's been accused of murdering two people, or at least trying to murder two people, like an older guy and then a younger guy. And allegedly was maybe he had a machete or something and was maybe going after an old girlfriend or current girlfriend. But now it turns out the dad was arrested last month. He was accused of giving alcohol to two teen girls, and then when one of the girls left, he apparently groped the other one.
Right.
And still, he's only the second worst criminal in his family.
Right.
Both charges look...
No, but you can see why Peter is a killer.
You can see why he's all messed up.
Why didn't he just kill his dad? Kill his dad. By the way, how are they ever going to recognize him? Cops won't recognize him on the surveillance when he's got the mask on.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's a great way to hide. But I think the last time they saw him, he's stolen a couple vehicles, and he was seen, shocker, like walking around the train tracks.
That was in
like
East,
a Walmart or something.
That was in East Stroudsburg, PA. Cakes' favorite town.
Right.
I have to Google how far that is from Olney, Maryland. Hold on. East Stroudsburg, PA?
I'm going to say 2 hours travel time.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now. Go to silly
so Google.
My sources are saying he's heading south.
Hicks, I've wondered this for a while. Yes. Is your laptop on a very shaky table? Every time you type, screen just starts. Is it on like a
my
TV
tech
screen?
Setup is weird. It's definitely on a folded. My office is on a folding table.
Okay.
Like a folding tray table?
And I have, you know, like a table you would set out, like if people came over and you put out like six
like
trays
tray
of food
table.
On it.
Yeah.
No. It's a long
it's
table.
Big. It's like a buffet one.
It's probably four to 5 feet long.
Okay. Yeah.
But my computer's on a stand. I'm going back and forth between computers because the new computer I bought, the camera's nubs. My wife's has a good camera. I'm going to be a cam boy. I ordered a camera to put on my new computer because the new camera's nubs. I'm spinning a lot of plates here. It's wobbly when I type on my computer.
Definitely wobbly.
But I thought your son looked at the specs and said the camera was the same.
Well, it might be the same. Does it look the same? Doesn't today's shot look better?
Yes.
Okay.
And I pointed out yesterday right away. I told you I noticed a difference.
Yeah, so I bought a new Apple jalopy that has a bad camera, apparently. So now I spent another $50 to be a cam boy, and I've got a Logitech coming to my house. So
well,
the cam, I'm gonna strap that to the hoopty. Hold on.
Yeah, this is the new Air.
I'm going to strap it to this new hoopty.
Yeah.
And then the signal from this should look like this.
Right.
All right, but the point is that every time you type,
yes,
your screen just starts shaking up and down.
Look, right there.
Yeah, it's just shaky, right? it's like there's an earthquake in Olney.
Yeah, it's because you have a nubby table.
Well, I have a nubby table, too.
Yeah, I mean,
mine
what do you want?
Probably.
What?
6.2 on the Richter.
Yeah.
I'm not Kelly Ripa, okay? I don't have her silly setup.
You're not in the Caribbean.
And I took a 20% haircut, okay?
Plus your bonuses.
20% base haircut.
Right. Yeah.
I thought it was 15%, but the bonuses make it a big difference.
Oh, no. 20%.
Ricky, what are you
bonuses.
Talking about?
It's like 40%.
You don't know?
I don't remember.
You don't remember like 3 months
5%
ago?
You know what? He's blocked it out.
5% is a big amount.
Yeah, he's blocked it out.
Either way, it doesn't matter to me in that I know it's a haircut and there's nothing I can do about it. So on Friday, I'll get a nubby little check.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's definitely going to be nubby.
Well, nubbier.
Nubbier.
Yes. Compared to a lot of people, it's not nubby.
Yeah. No. All right.
I apologize. My girl Lourdes is right outside my office. I apologize.
Do you just bring her in? Can we just talk to her? Go get her.
By the way, getting back to my initial point.
Yeah.
East Stroudsburg is only 3 hours and 45 minutes away from where I live. So that killer.
But do you
is
think he's
closer.
Actually going to target you, okay?
No, he's getting closer and closer to our sphere of influence. I'm just trying to let everybody know.
Again, we have a bet. Who's going to get caught first, Manfredonia or the bear?
Well, definitely.
Oh, look,
that,
there
that,
she
that killer is.
Is
going to get caught first. Now JP's on the hot seat. Take it away, JP.
Mucho gusto, Lourdes.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted cómo está?
Todo bien.
JP, ask her how Jason is as a Boss.
Boss, yeah.
And tell her she's on TV.
El Jefe. El Jefe. Is he a douche?
¿Te gustas trabajar en la casa de Jason?
Sí, mucho. Ya tengo como 15 años trabajando con él.
Oh, she's worked 15 years for Jason. She actually likes it a lot.
Does ask her
to paga
Jason...
bien?
Sí.
Sí?
Ask her if she's ever...
Él
puede pagar más, sí?
Is a casa messy?
She says that he pays okay. Puede pagar más, sí?
Okay.
She doesn't want to say anything bad.
Has she ever cleaned the sink?
Yeah. Ask her, does he tip like in wave soda? JP.
Algunas veces, él paga con otras cosas, con soda, con otras cosas.
Pro V1s as a tip.
Old golf clubs.
Like yeah. Puma yeah. gear.
O todo el tiempo paga con dinero.
Con dinero.
Okay. Always is it
money.
Always dinero?
That's what she says. Always.
Ask is his underwear stinky.
Come on. No? He doesn't wear them. Remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Stay away from his pantalones. Pantalones es stinky.
Mucho gusto.
Yeah. Okay.
Adios.
Okay.
She's a good sport.
Yeah, she is.
I know, I've seen pornos like this.
What were you guys? You guys were making it uncomfortable, probably.
No.
Trying to figure out if she pays you in soda.
Yeah. Like Pro V1s.
I mean, why would you ask that? She's not going to understand that.
But she said you're a good boss, and she's worked for you for 15 years.
15 years.
At least. I think it might
it's
be longer.
A good run.
Yeah, you still go behind her and check for dust and everything?
No, she's good at that. That's why she's been my lady for 15 years.
All right.
She's excellent. That was a little change of pace.
I think she did imply, she didn't want to say, that you could probably pay her a little bit more.
What did she say?
You need a raise.
No, I asked her if I asked her if, I can't remember exactly, but I asked her, like, if you paid okay, and she said yes, and I said, but he could pay more, and she didn't really want to say, but she'd be sized.
Well, of course she would.
When was the last time you gave her a pay raise over there, Rick?
I mean, we give her anything between, depends on if she does the basement or not. Sometimes she doesn't do the basement. We pay her $125 to $150.
Right.
So it depends on.
But you've been paying her the same fee for 15 years?
No. I think she started at probably 80, 85.
All right, so you're slowly getting her up there.
And she raised the prices on me. I didn't.
Good.
She raised them.
Right.
Gotcha.
I'm going to pay her $130 today.
All right. We got.
James, I took a haircut. I can only afford $130 today.
I know how it is.
All right. We got Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps. He'll join us next. Fill us in on what's going on with the NHL's proposal, how quickly the Capitals will be back to playing some actual games. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Joining us now, a man who's been on the station a lot recently. It's Joe Beninati from NBC Sports Washington. Of course, you watch him and listen to him call games with Craig Lachlan. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that of late because of the shutdown, but there is hope on the horizon. Joe B, the NHL with the return to play policy that came out yesterday from Gary Bettman. Give us your broad strokes on that, and how excited were you to see Gary Bettman announce the NHL planning to come back?
It's a gigantic hurry up and wait, guys. I mean, I am excited about it. I am going to look forward to it. I want the optimist in me to come through and sort of overcome the realist in me, because this is going to take some time. And there are going to be an enormous amount of hoops for them to jump through. But good on the league's board of governors, on the commissioner's office, on the players' association, on the return to play committee. Good on them for having the ability to put something like this in place to give all sports fans some hope. And you sit there and you start to parse through it, and you realize that it's still going to take some time, and that the likelihood of seeing a Stanley Cup playoff tournament in any fashion, not likely until probably early August, late July at the soonest, according to what the commissioner said yesterday. But all the while, you'll just keep your fingers crossed and hope that everybody stays healthy and that they can put all things in order to get this tournament going.
So what are some of the hurdles now? What are the major hurdles that you heard yesterday? I know that the cities still have to be determined, and then we got to get all the players back from Europe, right, or from whatever country they're from. We got to get those guys back in the country. So what are the major two or three hurdles in your mind?
So I'll start with the last one that you mentioned there, Bish. So phase two is actually under the player's discretion. You do not have to come back now to your home rink if you don't feel comfortable. You can, if you are, let's say, in the Czech Republic, you can. If there are rinks available there that you can start practicing in small groups, from what I gather, that's allowed. But phase two is small gatherings at the local practice rinks around the sites of the teams that are still left of the 24 squads. Phase three would be a more formal training camp. In phase two, I don't believe there are coaches allowed. I don't believe, I think it's all social distancing. I think it's smaller groups. I don't think the entire team, if the entire team was in Washington, I don't think in phase two that they can go on the ice en masse. I think they have to go piecemeal, groups of six. Phase three is the one that's going to be super critical for these guys, because that's going to be akin to a training camp. And I keep hearing 2 to 3 weeks. It's probably going to be 2 weeks in terms of just trying to keep this relatively short with respect to time. Phase four is the actual tournament. And I believe under the commissioner's words yesterday, he said no sooner than the latter half of July, which to me likely means, you're going to start playing those play-in rounds, and we'll discuss the format, but the play-in rounds are probably not going to go till late July, early August at the earliest. There are a lot of pitfalls. There are a lot of hoops to jump through. With respect to the hub cities, Bish, there's only going to be two of them. It doesn't necessarily have to be an eastern city and a western city, although they're going to divide the 24 teams into east and west, and that makes sense. But it doesn't necessarily have to mean that both hub cities are one in the west and one in the east, per se. And there are a lot of reasons as to why some cities are, I think, better suited to be hosts, to be hubs. The first and foremost, to me, locker room facility, practice facility, hotel availability in a very close quarter, because you're trying to keep these guys, you're going to be trying to keep them as quarantined as possible. And it's almost like you're trying to build a bubble in some cities with respect to their venues, with respect to the practice rinks and hotels within walking distance. Some cities are better than others on that list that the commissioner gave yesterday as far as the remaining hub cities under contention. And who knows if there'll be another one that pops onto the list. But for right now, just judging by those, you really have to try and find the ones that are going to facilitate this the best. And, you ask people around the league what's most important. And for them, it's going to be incredibly hard to get people into locker room space, quarantine, practice rink close by. The best two, in my opinion, are Columbus and Edmonton, in that the practice rinks are right in the main rinks. And we can go further into that as far as what makes them really, really good. But there are lots of decisions still left. All the testing that's involved, that's going to be involved, trying to keep these guys safe. What's involved with respect to coming across the border? Again, like if one of these hub cities is Canadian, does that impact? Obviously it does, with respect to customs, with respect to getting supplies across the border.
Right.
That's going to make it difficult. There are so many things. So everything's got to go really well and be put together incredibly well for this to come through. And in the meantime, you're trying to keep hope alive, and that's what they've been doing the whole time.
Well, that being said, are you confident that this is going to start when they want it to start?
As of now, I would have no reason not to. The virus depends, what's going on with the virus in the respective hub cities at the time could change everything. And really, we haven't seen in the return to play program what's going to be involved. Should players test positively during the camps, during the quarantines, during the tournaments, et cetera? I understand that their rosters, Fish, will be expanded. From what I gather, I think you can carry 28 skaters and as many goalies as you like. And I've mentioned this on 106.7 that I think the goaltending is going to be the most difficult to return. These guys keep themselves in great shape. They'll get reacclimated. Their skating muscles will return in that two-week camp period and in the phase two when they're working on their own. But for goalies, it's especially difficult to get that timing back. And the goaltending role is so explosive. They're asking their bodies to do so many things so reflexively, so powerfully, so quickly that you may be dealing with injuries there. So from what I gather, you can carry as many goalies as you like on your roster with respect to bringing in your American Hockey League guys or your ECHL guys as potential backups to the backup.
Yeah, we kind of kicked this around, but under this proposed format, the Capitals would have a bye in the first round, but they would play the other teams that are seeded 1 through 4, and that would potentially reshuffle the seeding. Do you think the Capitals would go all out with their top players playing the normal amount of minutes, or would they not really care about where their seeding would be thereafter?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, JP, with respect to the top four teams and their mini round robin that's going to go on there. How are those three games going to be played? Are they going to be glorified pond hockey games? Or are they going to, they obviously do mean something with respect to seeding. And I'm of the opinion, and again, this is just my opinion, I believe the regular season, which you completed, almost 85%, a little bit more than that? Mm-hmm. I think that means something. And to me, the Boston Bruins were the runaway leaders in the Eastern Conference at the time, and the Bruins should be the top seed. But if you're going to play, and these play-in games, I think, are to get the top team's feet wet while the other groups are going, while the other teams are doing the bracketed best of five play-in round, you don't want those top four to just be sitting idly. Okay, those games, though, are they going to be grip and grins? Are they going to be no hitters? Are they going to be, pond hockey exhibition types? I don't think so. They're trying to put something on the line there with respect to seeding. What I don't like moving forward after that is, I am not a believer in the bracket system. I think it works great in college basketball tournaments. For me, I'd like to see things be reseeded as we go along. And that's just my opinion in that I believe the regular season means something. The Boston Bruins played the best in the East of any team. They deserve, in the first round of the playoffs, I think, to be playing the lowest seed that's remaining. And you should reseed throughout. And I think the players are of the same mindset, and I know that will continue to be discussed as we move forward through these phases. Nothing is set in stone, I think, other than the first round being a best of five, the play-in round. After that, there's discussion as to how many games are going to be in the first round of the actual playoffs, the second round. From what I gather, the conference final and the Stanley Cup final will be best of sevens, and they should be. But the first two rounds, there's some debate still as to the amount of games in that best of. And I think the players are going to try and sway ownership, management, board of governors to possibly reseed and not live by the bracket.
Joe B., appreciate the time. Look forward to the day that we're actually talking about real games.
Thank you, buddy.
Going to have to wait. Going to have to wait for a little while. But when it's there, if it's there, it's going to be great.
Yep. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, we didn't even ask him about broadcasting. I wanted to ask him about that.
Well, we will.
Still got a couple weeks,
yeah,
if not months, before their actual games.
Dude, so I'm going to take all comers. It's going to be before August. This is just crazy. It's going to be before August.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember, coming up at 9:20, Jason Sobel, golf writer for the Action Network, will join us as we talk about the match and the upcoming PGA Tour here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.